I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith gets stronger and stronger. Would you give the Lord a shout of victory today? Victory, amen. Open your Bible to the Old Testament, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15. I'll tell you the verse in just a moment, but that gets us started. Deuteronomy chapter 15. We're in a series called More. Everyone say More. We're in a series called More. And you know, we started off a couple of weekends ago on God More. That should be our foundation, shouldn't it? God should be the foundation of our life, and we should want to know God more every day of our life. I pray that you know God more this Sunday than last Sunday. I pray that this week didn't draw you away from Him, but this week drew you to Him. Amen. So we talked about God more, and how do you get more of God in your life? That's the foundation for this series, putting first things first. Then last weekend, I talked to you about earn more. Do you remember that? Earn more. I gave you traits that employers will promote their employees for. I taught you how to get a raise. I taught you how to get a job. I taught you how to get along at your work. I taught you Wednesday night, I taught how to know you should either keep your job or quit your job. I taught Wednesday night on how to know if you're in the right job, three ways, or how to know if you're in the wrong career, three ways. So last weekend, because you have a pastor who loves you, I taught you all about your career, your job, in the marketplace, how you should stand out head and shoulders above everybody else. How you should let your light shine where you work. How your work should be a witness in your world. That was last weekend. Can you believe it? At church, you're going to find out how to get a raise on your job. How to get the right job. How to be promoted in your job. What to do when you're laid off from your job. We talked about all of that last weekend. So the first weekend was God more. Say God more. Last weekend was earn more. Say earn more. And today is give more. Say give more. We want to talk about give more for the next 29 minutes. Now, don't let that frighten you. You know, we've already received the offering. I'm not talking about getting money from you. I don't want your money. God doesn't want your money. God wants you. I want you. Because you see, if God has us, He has our treasure. He has our talent, and He has our time. So what I'm talking about today is not offerings, not trying to get money from you. You know, a lot of times people are turned off in churches when they talk about money because they think that most preachers are crooks. Well, there are some crooks in the ministry, but there are crooks also in every other field of occupation as well. So we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Can I have a good amen today? So we're going to talk about how to give more because I believe that if you had more, you would give more. You know, our church, we have a big vision. We're kind of a pioneer here for 30-some years. We've set the pace. We've gone before. We've done things that no one's ever done, and then other churches follow us as we follow Christ. That's a calling on our ministry. Every week, we have opportunities to expand, to do new things, to go further, wider, deeper, and higher, and the only thing that holds us back is budget. You see, the gospel's free, but it costs money to pipe it to the nations. You understand what I mean by that? You know, we have opportunities, and I just believe, you know, we want to set it right and talk about God more, and then I want to talk about your job because you spend an hour in church a week, but you spend 40% of your life at work. So we really need to know how to make it work at work. So we talked about that. Now this weekend, I want to talk about give more. And basically, I'm talking about generosity. Say generosity. I'm talking about a spirit of generosity. Not scarcity, but generosity. If you have a mindset of scarcity, you'll never fulfill your God-given dream. You've got to have a mindset of generosity to fulfill God's vision for your life. Now, generosity, I'm going to give you a definition of generosity. I looked it up in Webster's. I have an 1828 Webster's dictionary. I looked up the word generosity. Now, listen very carefully because it's a sermon in itself. Because we're not born generous, we're born selfish. You remember when you were a little guy, a little girl? Mine, mine. You know, all the fight that we'd have with our siblings and our friends over what was ours and what was theirs and what was ours, what was theirs, we wanted to be ours. Amen. So let me give you the definition of generosity. Number one, a quality of heart. A quality of the heart. So really, giving should come out of the heart. Giving is a heart condition. Giving reveals the condition of my heart. You see, I can give and not love, but I can't love without giving. I'm going to say that again. You and I can give without loving, but we can't say we love something and not give. If we love our family, we're going to give to our family. If we love our wife or our husband or our parents, we're going to give to them. If we love this ministry, then naturally we want to give to it and support, because where your heart is, your treasure is. So we're talking about the spirit of generosity, and really generosity comes from the heart. Another definition of generosity is love in action. Love in action. So generosity is a mindset. Generosity comes out of the heart. It's a condition of the heart. It reveals the condition of the heart. So again, Webster's Dictionary, 1828 edition, says that generosity is a quality of the heart and the mind. Number two, it said it's free to give. Free to give. This is so rich. Free to give. Doesn't the Bible say freely you've received, freely you are to give? In other words, we're not to be stingy or stuck in our giving. We actually should be a channel, that whatever God brings to us, freely we'll let go through us to other people. And really what we allow to go through us determines what God brings to us. We're to be a channel. We're to be a vessel. We're to be His hands, His feet, His ears, His eyes, and His heart in our world. So it means free to give. We're not bound up by fear. If we have that inner voice, we have that inner inclination, that inner peace on the inside, that when we see a need, we see someone, and we feel that rising on the inside, we don't argue with God, we don't arbitrate, we don't not do it, we freely do it. The Bible says that He loves a cheerful, prompt-to-do giver. Wow. So a spirit of generosity. Now I'm laying a groundwork, but I'm going to give you promises today that are connected to generosity. Do you know there are 7,000 promises in the Bible, but there are more promises in the Bible connected to generosity than any other thing? Did you know that? Generosity. So generosity, it means, from Webster, it means a quality of the heart, a quality of the mind. It's a mindset. It's a condition of the heart. It's love in action, generosity. It also means free to give. And thirdly, a full spirit. Everyone say full. You see, I want to pastor full people. Because see, if you're full, then you're what? Overflowing. Right? Once you get full, then anything else that comes in overflows. Your cup overflows. Didn't He call you to live a life that was abundant, an abundant life? And in the Greek, it means an overflowing life. God wants you to live in the overflow, not overwhelmed. God wants you to live in the overflow, not the overwhelmed. So we see then that a spirit of generosity, it comes from the heart, shows the condition of the heart, if I'm selfish, stingy, or liberal. It also shows that mindset, do I have a scarcity mindset or a generous mindset? It means free to give. It means God can speak to me and I'll give anything he asks me to give because everything I have has come from him. What God can get through me, God will get to me. Oh, that's huge. And then we see it means to have a full spirit. If you're full and then whatever else comes into your life, you're in the overflowing stage. Generosity. Also, from my 1828 Webster's Dictionary, not only does it mean a quality of the heart and the mind, free to give, a full spirit, it means overflowing, but also it means love in action. Love in action. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Now, let me give you a scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 3. It's the love chapter, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, it says that you can give everything you have to the poor. You can give everything you have to the needy. Every single thing, you can give everything away that you have at your disposal to the poor and to the needy. But if you don't do it in love, it profits you nothing. So when we give in the offering, I shouldn't have to pump and beg and show you pictures of dying people in Africa. Because that's moving on your emotions. You and I should give out of our love for God. Not because we're made to, we're forced to, we have to. Not doing it because of fear or stinginess or selfishness, but we do it out of love for God. Think about every time you've given and I've given, if we haven't done it out of love, that gift profited us nothing. The Bible says again in 1 Corinthians 13, 3, love chapter, you can give everything away to the poor and the needy. I mean, everything at your disposal, but if you don't do it in love, it profits you and me nothing. So what is generosity? It's love in action. Pastor, why are you teaching on this today? I'll tell you why, because I want you to have the rewards of a generous spirit. And let me give you four of them, all right? Number one is impact. Impact. If you want to have impact in this world in a positive way, you and I have to have a generous spirit. I want people that Kim and I pastor, I want you to have impact in your family. I want you to impact where you work, go to school, on your campus. I want you to impact your neighborhood, our community, and the nation. You see, like I said earlier, you know, our church, we get opportunities every day to go wider, higher, deeper, and farther. I'm walking my dog yesterday morning, Princess Anna, and I get a text from our TV guy, and he says, hey, time has opened up with WGN in Chicago, 13 million people. It's on Sunday morning. It never opens up. It's at 8 o'clock. It's around this person, that person, and they got to know today. What are we going to do? And I said, well, I think we have to pass because it's not in our budget. You see, if we had the money, then we could have done that and we would have had an impact in Chicago. Yeah, I just give that as an illustration. You understand what I'm saying? So generosity, a reward of generosity is impact. Friday, if I'm lying, God, fry me right up here in front of everybody. Friday, I get a text from Guinea Anderson. He's on his way to China. He said, Pastor, I have a big need. I need lots of money. I'm on my way to China. Can Church on the Rock help us? I had to say, you know, Guinea, really right now, it's not in our budget. We can't do it right now, but we will when we can. Do you see, if you have a generous spirit and you know how to freely give, you freely receive, and you understand the purpose of generosity, we could have just impacted even a little bit further China. The list goes on. We get them every week, every week, every week. So I'm teaching on generosity today because our God is a generous God. For God so loved you, he gave his only begotten son. What is generosity? It's love in action. What will it do? Number one, it will give you impact. Number two, it will give you influence. Your generosity will give you influence. Pastor, I'd like to have greater influence where I work, greater influence in my community, greater influence in my career, on my campus. Well, greater influence comes through a spirit of generosity. A generosity will cause your life to impact others. It will cause you to influence others. You know, I think of an illustration of years ago, 15, 17 years ago. Tony sitting right over here. Tony came to me one day and said, "Pastor, I know you collect watches. You like watches. You like old watches." He said, I had a friend of mine who was a hero, who's a mentor, and he had an old watch that he always wore, and he gave that watch to me. And Pastor, I put a new band on it, put a new crystal on it, and Pastor, I just want to give you that watch. It meant so much to me. I know it'll mean a lot to you. I want to give it to you. You know, what was that? Impact. What was that? Influence. What was that? Love in action. Tony didn't have to do that. Tony wasn't forced to do that, but it came from his heart. Real generosity comes from the heart. So I keep it at home in my safe, and I'll take it out maybe once a month, wind it, wear it a couple days. But because it was so special to Tony, it's so special to me, I just put it right back in the safe. I don't wear it every day because I don't want to lose it, scratch it, or hurt it. What did he do through that generosity, that generous spirit there 17 years ago? He made impact with me, influence, and you know what's happening? I'm sharing with you today, thousands of people, on television, the potential of a billion, yeah, through God TV. So Tony actually has impact, influence, thousands of people through that act of generosity. Isn't it amazing? The shoes that I'm wearing today was given to me by Peter Daniels, the billionaire in Australia. Peter, when he was here one time, he saw my shoes. He said, "I want to buy you a pair of shoes." He's a billionaire. He is a billionaire. And he said, "I want to buy you a pair of shoes. What's your size?" You go to a shoe store, have them, you know, shape your shoes, your feet out, and I want to have you a pair made in Europe. So Peter Daniels had these shoes made in Europe, handcrafted for me, sent them to me. Don't you know every time I wear them, I think of his love for me? Every time I wear them, I think of Peter Daniels, his love for me, his mentorship. He's a hero in my life. And it made impact, it made influence. And guess what? Today, I'm sharing it with you, right? So it's going all over the world. Generosity. Generosity gives you impact, influence. And number three, it gives you legacy. Legacy. If you want real legacy, it's going to come through generosity. What do the rich and the famous do? They're involved in humanitarian affairs, aren't they? Because they want to leave a legacy. We talked about God more. We talked about earn more. The progression is now you earn more so you can give more. And we give more not to buy God, not to buy people, but we give more because it's the nature of the God that we serve. You can't outgive God. So we want to give more and have a spirit of generosity because it's from the heart. It's a mindset. We definitely don't want a scarcity mindset. We want a generous mindset if we're going to leave a legacy, impact people, have a greater influence in our society. Number four, the fourth thing that it will do is that it will bring you profit. It will bring advantages, opportunities, and profit into your life. I want everybody here to profit. I want you to move forward and increase. Didn't we already say 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, in the love chapter, King James Version, you can give everything away, but if you don't do it in love, it will profit you nothing. So if we do give to people and we do give to God and our church and our family and our loved ones and our neighbors, if we do do it in love, then it will profit you. You see, someone says whatever we give never leaves our life. It just leaves our hand. Comes back. Deuteronomy 15, verse 10. You ready for some scriptures? Here's some rewards of a generous spirit. Now, you have to learn to have a generous spirit, and you grow in your generosity. We never arrive. We're to keep growing till the day we die. But look at some of the benefits. Number one, here it is, Deuteronomy 15, 10. Now, this will absolutely blow your mind. Are you ready to look at the overheads? It's the Message paraphrase. And this is not blunt. This is Bible. You ready? Give freely and give spontaneously. That's the Bible. Give freely. Wouldn't that be with a generous mindset, a generous heart? Free to give, overflowing, love in action. Wow. Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. Now watch this, family. This is church. The way you handle matters like, put it back up there on the big ones for me, would you guys? The way you handle matters like this triggers God. Everyone say triggers God. Your giving and how you give actually triggers God. Your generosity and my generosity actually triggers God. God's waiting on us because God will send to you what he can get through you. And if he can't get it through you, he won't send it to you. So he says here, give freely. That's generosity. Give freely. Give spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God. You're God's blessing. Oh my goodness. Triggers God's blessing in everything you do, but let's get specific, in your work and in your ventures. So number one, a spirit of generosity, what does it do? The blessing of being a generous person, number one, it's promised it will bless your work. A spirit of generosity, a benefit of that is that it triggers God, not man, God, because you know it comes from God through man. It comes from God through man. You know, God is the source, but he uses people as the channel. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it triggers God. You having a generous mindset, coming early, staying late, exceeding expectations, offering up willingly your time, your talent, and your treasure. Having a free spirit, an overflowing spirit. Not, you know, so to speak, you know, this is my job, nothing else, this is all I'm doing. You'll not get promoted, you'll not collect $200, and you might go to jail. It's called monopoly, okay? All right, so notice here again that the number one key, the one blessing of being generous is that God says it will trigger God to bless your job, career, and also all your ventures. That would be your deals. That would be your investments. That would be your properties. That would be the things that you're involved in, that you're doing, the adventures, God said that a person who gives freely and spontaneously, that it triggers God. You say, well, Pastor, I'm doing these things and man don't give to me. Well, man don't give to you. Excuse my English. God gives to you through men. So if you'll maintain that spirit of generosity and you'll look for opportunities to give, to share your time, your talent. Okay, we have a work day at Church on the Rock. Man, we should be packed out if we believe this. Work day in the fall, work day in the spring, work day in the summer. When we have those work, if we really believe this, that if I will give spontaneously and freely, and God in his house comes first, then what happens? God's going to trigger a blessing when I go to work on Monday in my ministry, on my job. So give freely and give spontaneously. Wow. So number one, he said that if you will give freely and spontaneously and not have a stingy heart, the way you handle matters like this triggers God, your God's blessing in everything you do. That would be parenting. In everything that you do, in your work, and all your ventures. Do you know here at Church on the Rock, we're a generous church. This morning, every Sunday morning, we provide breakfast for all of our volunteers that volunteer here, and their children, and their maid. Because we love them. Because we love them and we appreciate them. We do that every Sunday morning. Why? To free up their time. Every Wednesday night, we provide a Chick-fil-A dinner paid for in our volunteer central room downstairs for all of our volunteers, their mates and their kids. What's that? Generosity. Last weekend, Mother's Day, we gave all the mothers on our staff, if their husbands work here and they didn't, they still got it. All the mothers on our staff got a $100 gift card from the church for Happy Mother's Day. What is that? A spirit of generosity. Pastor, I can't afford to do things like that. You can't afford not to do things like that. Because when you do it, you trigger the hand of God for God to release his blessing on everything that you do. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. So number one, God promises to bless your work and your job. Look at Proverbs 11 and verse 24. Number two is influence. Look at Proverbs 11 and verse 24. Look what it says. The world of the generous, please look at the overheads. The world of the generous gets, I call that influence. The world of the generous gets larger and larger, but the world of the stingy person gets smaller and smaller. Everyone say influence. So notice that a person with a generous heart and a generous spirit, it causes you to have more impact and more influence and more profit, and you leave a legacy. And your world will get bigger to the person with generosity. Look at another verse, Psalm 112. Psalm 112 and verse 9. Psalm 112, verse 9. They share how? I can't hear you. They share. Now remember, you aren't like this by your nature. We weren't born this way. The people you work with are not this way. Many in your family are not this way. This is counterculture, but this is the culture of the kingdom of God. Because we serve a generous God, He wants to produce generous people, and the more generous we are, the more we can impact the world with the Great Commission. Amen. Yesterday morning, Kim and I are having breakfast. I take her out every Saturday morning. I buy her breakfast. It's a breakfast date. There was a gentleman sitting across the aisle from us in another booth. He was an elderly man. And as he was getting ready to go, he was eating his waffle and all of the preserves on top of the waffle. He was having a good time. And he said to the waiter a scripture, Hebrews 6, verse 10. He just said it out loud there. He said, I got a word for you today. Rick, that was the name of the waiter. I got a word for you today. And he quoted Hebrews 6, 10, and he quoted it perfectly. I couldn't let that go. And so I said to him, now he's on the other side of the aisle in the booth. I said, man, you did awesome on that verse. I said, I received that today. Well, make a long story short, he's a retired minister. He's 82 years old. His father worked with A.A. Allen. His father worked with Oral Roberts. His father worked with all these great people. And he's telling me all this story. He's 82 years old. And it was a wonderful time. We spent 20 minutes fellowshipping across the aisle at the restaurant. But when we left, you know, yeah, we just felt on the inside, didn't say nothing to him. We felt like just walked by. His ticket was laying there. He didn't even know our ticket. I just picked it up and took it. We went and paid his way. What was that? That was freely, spontaneously. That was the Holy Spirit saying, this is a man of God. You need to honor him. He's given his life for the world, for people, for God. What is that? That's a generous spirit. And that's the spirit that God has. That's the spirit that you and I have to have, a spirit of generosity, not scarcity. Years ago, when Daniel was just born, he was a baby. He was like just a few months old. Kim and I were youth pastors. We went to Oral Roberts University. Oral was teaching, and he was teaching on seed time and harvest. Never forgot it, have we, Kim? Oral Roberts said, I don't let a day go by without sowing a financial seed. Not one day goes by without sowing a financial seed. I never forgot that illustration. He said, I'll be downtown Tulsa. This is Oral Roberts. He's in heaven now. And Oral Roberts said, he said, this was in 1979 we were at this conference. He said, you know, he goes, I'll be downtown Tulsa, and their parking meters, and they're about going out of date now, aren't they, the old time parking meter? He said, parking meter, and if I haven't sowed a seed that day, I'll go down the parking meters and put change in everybody else's meter. What is that? A spirit of generosity. You either have a spirit of scarcity or a spirit of generosity. And if we're going to have impact, influence, fulfill our vision personally and corporately, you've got to be generous. Today, you know, our meeting out in the lobby, this costs hundreds of dollars to do this for our kingdom builders. And some of them only give once a year, and some of them haven't given this year as of yet. But we still, once a month, we get the best in St. Louis desserts, pay the most money, and we show this time and energy into our kingdom builders. Why? To release a spirit of generosity. And the list goes on and on. Once a month, I provide a birthday dinner for the staff every month. Once a month, we meet together. We cater in the food. They don't pay for it. They haven't earned it. But because Kim and I love them, love in action, we provide it for them every month. So what is that? That's a spirit of generosity. Pastor, are you bragging? No, you need to know if I'm going to preach about it, I've got to be an example of it. I can't ask you to do something I won't do. I know a lot of preachers that don't tithe, but they harp on the congregation to tithe. That's wrong. Okay? So look what he says. They share freely and they give generously to those who are in need. Watch. Their good deeds, wow, their good deeds will be remembered for a week. See, I just gave Tony, he just preached a message to thousands and hundreds of thousands of people all over the world through that act of kindness 17 years ago. And the list goes on and on and on. But see, good deeds are remembered. What is that? Legacy. Legacy. They share freely. They give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. That's legacy. They will have, there you go, influence. And you will have honor. So number one, what does a generous spirit do? It's connected to the promise of God blessing everything you do and your job and all your ventures. Number two, it will expand your influence. It will give you more influence and more impact. One more, Acts 20 and verse 35. Acts 20 and verse 35. Man, I am out of time. Can I have just one more second? Two, three, four, five more seconds? Okay, as the team comes out. Here's number three, is people with a generous attitude, a generous heart, a generous mindset are happy. They're happier than stingy people. Look what it says. I've shown you in all things that by the working hard in this way, we must help the weak, remembering the words that Jesus said. There's what? More? We're in a series called More. You forgot already? We're in a series called More. He says here that remember, there's more happiness in giving than in receiving. So number three, there's more promises connected to generosity than any other thing in the Bible. The devil wants us to be self-centered and selfish and covetous and jealous and envy, and he wants to be small thinkers and scarcity thinkers so that our influence, our impact, no legacy, no profit in our life. But God says, I want you to live an overflowing life. I want you to have a mindset of generosity. I want you to look for needs and opportunities to give, showing your time, your talent, and your treasure. And if you do, he said, I'll bless everything you do. I'll bless your job, your career, and I'll bless all your ventures. And then he said, number two, your world will expand. It'll keep expanding, and it'll keep getting larger, more influence, more impact with people. And number three, you'll be more happy than the average bear.